Hello, everyone. Ryan Stevens on the pick and rollout. It has arrived. The NCAA tournament brackets are out. We are going to be taking a look at all of the early games on Thursday. We're foregoing the ones that have a play-in component. We're going to look at all seven that are already on the docket. One big, long list. Let's get going. 12:15 Eastern on CBS from Charlotte. In the West region, the number 8 seed Mississippi State Bulldogs taking on the number 9 seed Michigan State Spartans. Michigan State a 1.5-point favorite in this game. They lost to Purdue on Friday in the Big Ten tournament, but come into this one at 19-14 on the season. Mississippi State lost to Auburn in the SEC tournament semifinals. They finished 21-13 on the year. Michigan State just 2-5 straight up in their last 7 games to close out the season. They are 9-3 straight up, though, in their last 12 games against teams from the SEC. They have only won one of their last 6 on Thursdays away from East Lansing. Mississippi State, similar struggles recently. They've only won 2 of their last 7 overall. They have won 5 in a row on Thursdays, though. I just got to tell you, going against Tom Izzo in March just does not seem to be a winning proposition. So while I don't love this pick, I've got to go with history on this one. I'll take Michigan State -1.5. 130 is the total. Mississippi State has seen the under hit in 4 of their last 6 overall, as well as 5 of their last 6 against teams from the Big Ten, and 6 of their last 8 in the month of March. Michigan State, under in 6 of their last 8 overall, under in 6 of their last 9 in the month of March, over though in 4 of their last 5 Thursday games, and I think 130 is just a touch too low. I think this one sneaks over the total. Next up, we move to the East region, 12:40 Eastern on True TV from Omaha, Nebraska. The number 6 seeded BYU Cougars taking on the 11 seed Dukes of Duquesne. This one a 9-point line in favor of BYU. This opened as a 7.5-point spread. Duquesne, the Atlantic 10 champions, tournament champions anyway, 8-game winning streak coming into this one. BYU 23-10 this year. They lost to Texas Tech in the Big 12 tournament on Thursday. Duquesne has covered 7 of those 8 games that they have won. They're also 7-0 straight up in their last 7 games in the month of March, 4-1 straight up in their last 5 Thursday games. BYU, they've won 4 of their last 6. They've covered 5 of their last 6. They've won 4 of their last 5 against teams from the Atlantic 10. They are 4-1 against the spread in their last 5 in March. They are just 1-6 straight up in their last 7 on Thursdays, but I don't think that's going to matter here. I think this one is going to be BYU in a big win. I'll take the Cougars -9. 142.5 is the total. Not much in the way of total trends for BYU recently. Duquesne under in 7 of their last 8, as well as 4 of their last 5 Thursday games away from home. I'll take those two trends to continue, and I'll say under 142.5. In the Midwest region, 130 Eastern on TNT from Pittsburgh, the number 3-seeded Creighton Blue Jays taking on the 14-seed Akron Zips. Creighton, a 12.5-point favorite in this game. Akron comes in the MAC tournament champions. They finished at 24-10 this season. Creighton 23-9. They lost to Providence in the Big East tournament. Akron just 3-8 against the spread in their last 11 games overall, though they have won 14 of their last 20. They're 2-5 against the spread in their last 7 games in the month of March and are just 1-7 straight up in their last 8 games as an underdog. In their last 8 games against teams from the Big East, they are 0-8 straight up. Creighton, just the opposite. They have won 7 of their last 9. They're 7-2 against the spread in that stretch. They've won 5 in a row against teams from the MAC. They've also covered 13 of their last 16 in March. They are 9-2 against the spread in their last 11 games played on Thursdays, and they've won 13 of their last 17 when they are the favorite. I think that 12.5 is a lot to ask, but I think Creighton is up to the task. Our chalk continues here, and I'm going to take Creighton minus the 12.5. 141.5 is the total. Creighton has seen the over hit in 10 of their last 14 overall. Akron under in 12 of their last 16, though they have seen the over come home in 4 of their last 5 Thursday games. I think Creighton's going to win this one pretty big, obviously covering that 12.5 point spread. I think that they'll do enough offensively to push this one over the total. So I'm actually going to say over 141.5, only because I think Creighton's going to drive it up. If you've got any confidence at all in Akron, you may want to lean towards the under in this one. West region matchup, 2 o'clock Eastern on TBS from Salt Lake City. The 2-seeded Arizona Wildcats taking on the beach of Long Beach State. Arizona, a 20.5 point favorite heading into this one. Long Beach State won the Big West tournament after losing their final 5 games of the regular season. Arizona finished 25-8, losing to Oregon in the Pac-12 tournament. Long Beach State, not much in the way of trends on their own, other than saying they're just 1-14 straight up in their last 15 games against teams from the Pac-12. Arizona, they've won 11 of their last 14 overall. They've won 10 in a row against teams from the Big West. They are 15-5 straight up in their last 20 games played in March. They've also covered 4 of their last 6 overall and 4 of their last 5 on Thursdays. These two teams have actually met a decent amount recently. Arizona has won 6 of those games in a row and covered 5 of those 6. It is getting chalkier and chalkier by the second, but hold up. Arizona for sure going to win this game. I think the Beach actually cover this one. I'm going to take Long Beach State plus 20.5. 161.5 is the total. The total has gone over in 5 of Long Beach State's last 6 games on Thursdays away from home. The under, though, has come home in 6 of Arizona's last 8. Because I think Long Beach State covers this one, I think the total stays a little bit lower. I'm going to take under 161.5. We head back to the East region. The number 3-seed Illinois Fighting Illini taking on the 14-seed Morehead State Eagles. This one tipping off at 3:10 Eastern on True TV from Omaha. Illinois, a 12-point favorite in this matchup. Morehead State finished the year on a 6-game win streak, winning the Ohio Valley Tournament. They finished at 26-8 this year. The Illini also 26-8, also bringing home their conference tournament title in the Big Ten. Morehead State 4-2 against the spread over the course of that 6-game winning streak that they're on. They've won 5 of their last 6 in the month of March and are 8-1-1 against the spread in their last 10 games on Thursdays. In their last 16 games against teams from the Big Ten, they have failed to bring home a victory. Illinois has covered 4 of their last 6 while winning 7 of their last 8. They've got a 12-game win streak going against teams from the Ohio Valley. They've won 5 of their last 6 in March as well, but are just 2-8-1 against the spread in their last 11 on Thursdays. 12 just doesn't seem like enough. I think Illinois is on a hot streak right now. I don't think Morehead State's got the firepower to stick with them. I'm going to say Illinois minus the 12 gets this one done. 146.5 is the total. Illinois has seen the over hit in 12 of their last 14 games overall. Morehead State, not much in the way of trends. Under in 5 of their last 6 on Thursdays away from home. I think this one gets over just on the backs of the Illini themselves. They might put up 90 in this one. So I think this one's going to get over 146.5. In the Midwest region, the number 6 South Carolina Gamecocks taking on the 11 seed Oregon Ducks, 4 o'clock Eastern on TNT from Pittsburgh. South Carolina now a 1-point favorite in this matchup. This one opened with Oregon as a 1-point favorite. Oregon finished 23-11 this year, winning the Pac-12 tournament. South Carolina lost to Auburn in the SEC tournament, finishing 26-7 on the season. The Gamecocks have won 12 of their last 16 overall and are 5-2 against the spread in their last 7 games. They've just covered 1 of their last 5 against teams from the Pac-12, though. Oregon, they've won 4 of their last 5 straight up, but they've only covered 3 of their last 13. They're also 2-6 against the spread in their last 8 against teams from the SEC. Just 2-5 against the spread in their last 7 games in March, but they've won 11 of their last 13 on Thursdays. This really, along with Michigan State, Mississippi State, should be one of the better games in the early session. A true coin flip here, as you would venture to guess by the 1-point spread. Things moving away from Oregon towards South Carolina. I'm actually going to stick with the Ducks. I think that they're hot enough in this one, and they're going to get the job done. I think this is going to be Oregon plus 1. 133 is the total. Oregon has seen the over hit in 5 of their last 7 overall. South Carolina has seen the over hit in 4 of their last 6. I think both teams come out firing in this one, and this one gets over 133. Our last game for the Thursday early sessions, 4:30 Eastern on TBS from Salt Lake City in the West region. The number 7 Dayton Flyers taking on the number 10 Nevada Wolfpack. Nevada, a 1-point favorite in this meeting. The Wolfpack, 26-7 this year, lost to Colorado State in the Mountain West tournament. Dayton finished at 24-7, falling into Duquesne in the Atlantic 10 tournament. Nevada has won 7 of their last 8 overall, as well as 7-1 against the spread in their last 8 against teams from the Atlantic 10. Nevada has also covered 9 of their last 12 overall. Dayton, just 2-5 against the spread in their last 7, despite winning 15 of their last 20. They're 1-4 against the spread in their last 5 in the month of March. I really like this Dayton team. I think they're actually going to get the job done here. I'm going to take the Flyers plus a point. 136.5 is the total. Dayton has seen the over come home in 6 of their last 7 overall, as well as 7 of their last 9 on Thursdays. They've seen the under hit, though, in 5 of their last 6 against teams from the Mountain West. Nevada, over in 6 of their last 6. That's 6 in a row going towards the over for Nevada. They've also seen each of their last 5 in the month of March go over. I think this is going to be the game of the early sessions. I know we've had a couple of close ones. Oregon, Mississippi State, Michigan State. I think those are going to be some closer games. I think this is going to be the game of the early session, and I think it's going to be a bit of a shootout. I think this one gets over 136.5. That's going to do it for this episode of the Pick and Rollout. Be sure to subscribe to the feed wherever you're listening to this podcast. We're going to be back with previews for every single NCAA tournament game from here on out. For the Pick and Rollout, I'm Ryan Stevens. Thank you for joining us.